This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 236 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. It was on this day, December 9th, 1959, 38 years ago today, that the YMCA of Hendersonville purchased the Dr. J.S. Brown property, and the president of the Y at the time, Sidney Backe, said, quote, "This is the first step in what the Y hopes will eventually be a building and facilities for all forms of activities, including an indoor swimming pool." That was 38 years ago today. It all came true. More after this. 40 years ago, in the spring and summer of 1957, several groups had come to me as president of the Chamber of Commerce and suggested that Hendersonville ought to have a YMCA. The Chamber of Commerce Board approved a feasibility study, which would be conducted by George E. Simmons, Interstate Secretary of the YMCA of the Carolinas. The Chamber also appointed a special YMCA committee, chaired by I.T. Ole Olson, and included as members myself, Mrs. Alice Porter, Bob Whitmire Jr., W.W. Carpenter, Mrs. Sally Godine, Dave Cooley, Boyce Whitmire, Sid Backe, and Charlie Justice. Choo-Choo's brother had been a dynamic figure in the YMCA in Canton for many years. On October 5, 1957, Mr. Simmons advised the chamber that his report was ready and formal presentation was to be made by him to all interested persons at a meeting scheduled for October 10th at 8 p.m. in the Skyland Ballroom. But I vividly remember that Mr. Bruce Drysdale had been ill and was confined to his home, and several members of the committee felt it vital that input be received from Mr. Drysdale before the public meeting. At his home, Mr. Drysdale proposed, and George Simmons agreed, that before anybody started talking about raising money for bricks and mortar, a YMCA program be established in Hendersonville. On October 11, 1957, the YMCA survey presented by Mr. Simmons was approved, and the members of the Chamber Committee were asked to serve as a provisional board until a local charter could be obtained and corporate requirements fulfilled. Within about 6 months, the charter was formalized, a new board was elected, and Boyce Whitmire became the first president of the Y. On May 30th, he announced that Jack Cook, a native of Danville, Virginia, and at that time program director of the Spartanburg Y, had been hired as general secretary of the Y. Cook came here on July 15, 1958, and immediately started developing a YMCA program of activities, using as a temporary headquarters offices in a building located at the corner of 6th Avenue and Oakland Street. In 1959, Sid Backe had been elected to succeed Boyce Whitmire as president, and the two of them negotiated the purchase of the Dr. J.S. Brown home at the corner of Oak Street and 6th Avenue. Backe pointed out that property previously given to the Y by Roy and Myrtle Bennett, along with financial support from Forrest Withers, made the purchase of the Brown property possible. 9 years later, October 14, 1967, a brand new YMCA building was officially opened in brief ceremonies. Don Godine was chairman of the building committee and presided at the opening. He presented a symbolic key to the building to then-General Secretary John Blackmore. The ribbon was cut by the children of members of the board. The formal dedication of the $360,000 building took place in March of 1968. Frank Todd was chairman of the dedication committee. I had the pleasure of serving as Master of Ceremonies, and a high-powered program was scheduled, featuring George Gullin, Vice President of Wayne State University in Detroit, George M. Ivey of Charlotte, President of the Carolinas Council of Y's, with the featured speech given by Reverend Calvin Thielman, Research Assistant to Billy Graham and Pastor of the Presbyterian Church of Montreat. Grace Stallworth is the current General Secretary of the Y. Early general secretaries included Jack Cook, Ketchell Adams, Hendersonville's own Bob Elliott, former star at the University of North Carolina, John Blackmore, and Tom Hetrick of Durham. Gray, after leaving Hendersonville for a short time, was persuaded to return to become executive director of the YMCA. and his leadership has produced an annual membership of 3,750 members, but with service to more than 10,000 individuals per year. The Y has recently completed an 8,000-square-foot addition, which provides for an expanded wellness center, a new fitness studio, and has freed the gymnasium for larger programs of the Y. A new child watch center allows families with infants and preschool children to use the Y and know that their child is being cared for. The Y's new youth center provides youth and teenagers a place to meet and have fun in a safe and constructive environment. The Y has the only major indoor pool in the area, which is used not only for aquasize classes, but sponsors a water fitness program, the Hammerhead Youth Swim Team, as well as high school swim teams. The YMCA, just a thought, suggested at a PTA meeting by Ellis Porter in 1957. Now, 40 years later, has 3,750 members and serves 10,000 individuals in our community. Another great memory of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we move toward the next 50 years.